Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you need to get some block laying done quickly, Charlie Collison is your man. Charlie is the world's fastest bricklayer, recently laying 1,065 bricks in an hour, which smashed the previous Guinness World Record of 872. Charlie, congratulations and good afternoon to you.
How you doing? You're all right?
Not too bad. How did you get so fast?
I wouldn't say I was fast. I would say I was efficient, very efficient at what I do.
Right. Okay. And in what way have you put a lot of thought and practice into becoming efficient?
Yeah, so I've done it for 21 years now, and I've always been someone that just wants to come into work, get the job done and get home. And when I seen this competition about 6 years ago, I thought, oh, I'd like to have a go at that. So I had my first attempt and I only got 600 bricks. So it made me go back to the drawing board and I realised I wasn't as efficient as what I thought I was. And 3 years later, I went from 600 bricks to 1,065.
So. Okay. And so Charlie, there may well be bricklayers listening to us now. And would you have tips for them as to how to become more efficient? If they want to get out, it's Friday, if they want to get off, if they have a wall to build and they want to be in the pub by 4 o'clock today, what would you advise them to do?
Move a bit quicker.
Yeah.
if you go well, down there's the pub, that. Move a bit quicker.
but I assume it's like, you know, having the necessary tools close by, or is it arranging where the bricks are, not having to reach too much?
There is a lot of variables to make you efficient at what you do at work, especially in bricklaying. You know, I could go on forever. But mainly positioning of yourself, positioning the way you move, positioning of the muck boards, the bricks, your labour being any good, your mortar being good, your brick that you're using being good. There's a lot of variables to being good at your job.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But obviously you've taken all those variables into account to be so quick at this.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, no. Yeah. I spent a lot of time studying myself, which, you know, it sounds silly, but just watching my videos back on themselves and just picking up things I was doing wrong and things I thought I could do better, then you'd have to go back to the drawing board, go a bit slower, try and make yourself understand the movement that you're doing wrong and try and cut it out. And when you've been doing it for 15 plus years, 20 years, and you've been doing it wrong for that long, it's hard to change what you do.
Yeah. And there's a lesson in probably any area of life from that. And to explain to people, Charlie is a massive, he's 2 million followers on social media. Has that, when you're in your normal day, when you're on the job, Charlie, has this produced any pressure on you that you're expected to go super fast and quicker than everybody else? Or does he want to get accurate as well?
I don't work that fast at work. I plod along at work. Getting a lot of work done at bricklaying is knowing your job very well, being fit and just being consistent is what gets you plenty of work done on a normal day. Them speed races are a bit of a gimmick, really, that we don't work like that. We can't work like that because, you know, there's windows, there's doors, you've got to put wall ties in, you've got to joint up. This is completely different to these speed races.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it would be. Yeah. But you're being very public about it. Are you trying to kind of attract more people into trades? Is that, because in Ireland, there's a bit of a shortage of people going into trades. Is it the same where you are?
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much a shortage of apprentices. We've got a lot of apprentices. It just seems like there's no one really building, if I'm honest. But we do need tradies. I think that bricklaying and other trades themselves are going to be one of the few jobs left in the next 10 years, the way it's going with AI. So I do think people should be getting into the trades if they want to be working.
Yeah.
Yes, is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Unless they invent some sort of robot bricklayer.
No, I tell you what, I'd love to see a robot work in some of the conditions I work in.
Be careful what you wish for, Charlie.
Well, you know, until that day happens, I'll eat my shorts.
The record you broke was 872. Had that record been there for a while? Or you know,
35 years or something.
Oh, right. Okay. So there's no chance that person is going to try and come along and break your record.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. So you're good for a while.
I might be, but I know a lot of people fancy their chances already because everyone that's seen me go, he's not laying that fast, and I'm not. I'm just very, like I said, I'm very efficient. My movement is minimal.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are already on the, I could do better than that. So bring it on, anyone listening.
Bring it on. Charlie, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Charlie Collison there, the UK's fastest bricklayer.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.